So yeah, let's talk about Ross Ulbricht, the Silk Road businessman who started the Bitcoin trend. So yeah, the government, these white trash geek kangaroos gave him like 155 back-to-back life sentences for trying to create fair market value for medicines like cannabis and cocaine and heroin and mushrooms, so that they could sell their geek sorcerer pharmaceuticals and cigarettes. So, yeah, this also has to do with the economy, the fiat currency. The U.S. is like $21 trillion in debt, and I think they were a little angry that he helped introduce Bitcoin. So that make it harder for them to print money without any gold backing it. So yeah, these geeks, they gave him like all the like whatever. Double life imprisonment plus 40 years without possibility of parole. Wow, for selling medicine. Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure every character on that website was someone you'd want to meet, but I think they just mailed it to you anyway. And the idea of having fair consumer feedback ratings on a website is very liberal, enlightened, and progressive. Not one bar association lawyer in the entire world has a real consumer testimonial on their website. Every last one of these geeks is 100% fraud, part of a criminal syndicate. Maybe there's like, I've been in jail and it's not pleasant. I wouldn't wish it on, well, there's some people I'd wish it on, but not on Ross Ulbricht. I've read a magazine in jail for like motorcycle lawyers, and they said like, this guy got me like $1 million settlement when I crashed my bike because of alcohol and because weed is outlawed. Because you can ride a motorcycle while on cannabis. But in general, every bar member website is loaded with fake testimonials that the FTC doesn't crack down on. All the pharmaceutical things don't have any consumer testimonials and are all fake geek poisons and really, really hideous white trash subhuman brand. It's not even branding what they do. It's like they don't even do portmanteaus. You can't, They're coming up with a new one. It's called Radioactiva. It's good for you, trust me. But cannabis is bad. Yeah, Radioactiva is legal. It's a pill. It costs a penny to manufacture, and you can charge insurance companies and taxpayers $47.95 per pill, and it's good for you. It'll cure you of your psychosis from dealing with a society as geeked out and wicked and perverse as to allow alcohol and cigarettes and, jail people for cannabis. So, yeah, the whole prison, and I think it's arguable that the entire prison industrial complex is can be traced to Hearst Communications, working with the pulp and timber industries to ban cannabis. Like every last wrongfully incarcerated nonviolent offender in the States is probably in there because of Hearst Communications, the mainstream media, these geeks. They're all obsolete anyway. They aren't going to have even like one subscriber. They'll all be on UBI, Universal Basic Income, and pretty soon it could happen. Oh, by the way, UBI, Universal Basic Income, the initials UBI also stand for ultraviolet blood irradiation. Are you a conspiracy theorist? Do you really think vampires exist? Okay. No, you're crazy. Vampires don't exist. You need more Radioactiva. So yeah, there are real life vampires, a whole lot of them in America. And I've linked to mainstream media sources such as the Washington Post, who like to play media footsies with criminals who steal human blood to drink it, the real junkies, like the quote unquote judges who have to drink human blood, right there in the courtrooms in the secret chambers. They get their little vials delivered and they get it by the gallon too, from the blood drives. Because you don't need that much blood for like the one or two catastrophic accidents every 50 years needing blood transfusion. Blood transfusions, I mean, no. Even if you get shot in the leg, you don't need a blood transfusion. If you're a battlefield soldier and you get your like limbs blasted off, like maybe you'd need a blood transfusion, but even then it's like it's nasty stuff, this politics. So, yeah, where was I? So yeah, I agree. FreeRoss.org. I recommend this website. Let's get this guy out. I'm gonna be a tech world advocate for Ross Ulbricht. I'm gonna take some act. I'm just gonna sign the petition. 500,000 have signed, but they just don't care. You need to hit him in the pocketbook. You need to trash him in cyber reputational warfare, and call these geek cancer pimps and pharmaceutical quack bunnies out. The eye cannabis can kill quacks, quackaducks, and psych bunnies. Yeah, cannabis, ibis can hunt bunnies, I think. So anyway, that's enough for this video. It's probably too much bandwidth for you. You might need to listen to it a few times. It might be too much information overload. Yeah, stay tuned if you want. Maybe I'll do another audio. I don't have a Neuralink yet, so I have to do audio uploads. I don't have my brain implant chip yet. I haven't joined the cool crowd. I still have to do the Stone Age's method of speaking into my phone and doing recordings. I don't have enough for the top model Neuralink Platinum Edition brain implant for Wi-Fi in my skull so that I can transmit my thoughts to the internet. I'm still using the Stone Age iPhone, so bear with me, please.